And would you just name several kinds of roads, depending on what they're made out of?
Roads.
Roads,
like streets. You mean blacktop or gravel? Gravel, blacktop, and sand. I don't know, there's several different kinds. Clay.
If it's made with a light colored surface, is there a special name for it then?
Cement.
Okay. How about if it's paved with a black surface?
Well, most of the time, if it's paved with a black surface, it's asphalt.
Okay. And do you have a name for a grassy strip between the sidewalk and the street? It's like 2 or 3 feet wide.
I know what you mean, but I don't remember what it would be called.
Have you ever heard of it called a media or sidewalk plot or parkway or parking strip? Berm, boulevard?
You mean just between the sidewalk and the street? No, I haven't. I don't remember.
There are all sorts of names for it, and everybody has a different one. What do you call a ditch by the side of a road?
Call it a ditch.
Do you have a name for a worthless old dog that just hangs around and doesn't do any good? Just worthless.
No, I don't. I don't remember one.
Would you ever call it a cur or a mongrel or a sire?
Well, it means cur dogs. They're different. They are cur dogs and most all kinds. Cur dog is more or less kind of mean dog.
Is it usually a stray?
Yeah.
And what do you call the gentle sound made by horses when they think they're going to be fed?
When they what?
When they know they're going to be fed.
What do I call?
The sound they make, a gentle sound.
Whimper?
Okay.
Whimper, I believe I call it.
And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like that?
Pulley bone.
Do you have a name for a second growth of hay or clover?
Do I have a name for it?
Yeah, it grows up and you cut it down and then it just grows up again the second time.
No, what do you say?
Okay. And what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
What else do you make out of cornbread? Any other things?
Well, they make different things. Make a dressing, and we call it dressing, you know. Cornbread dressing or oyster dressing, chicken dressing. Mighty good.
If you make cornbread balls and dip them in hot fat, does that have any?
Corn dodgers, or eat with fish mostly, we do. Corn dodgers.
Do you ever boil it with greens?
Boil it. That's where you cook it, boil it in grease, you know.
With greens, I'm sorry.
Oh, greens, yeah. Usually, make the cornbread, cook it, and then put it in the greens after lunch every day, you know, we call it pot liquor.
Oh.
Mine good.
Sounds good. What about if you cook cornbread in the ashes of a fire?
I don't know about that.
Okay, have you ever heard of ash bread or ash cake? Ash poem?
I've heard of poems of bread, cornbread, or biscuit, or flour, either one, but I haven't heard of any ash bread, I don't believe.
Okay. What about soft cornbread if you don't eat it with your fingers, but you just put it in a bowl and eat it with a spoon?
If it's soft, yeah, with a... We call pot liquor or something like that, we would eat with a spoon.
Oh, okay. What do you call bread that's in loaves made out of white flour?